We're picking up on Daf Yud Amud Beis, 16 lines down from the top of the page towards the end of the line. Tana Rabbanan. The rabbis taught in a braisa. Mi shahaya mis'ana al hadzara va'avra. If someone was fasting because there was some tzara, some bad event happening, a famine or some other bad event that we're fasting for and davening for, va'avra, and then it goes away, the famine leaves. Let's say a drought, there's no rain, then suddenly the rain comes. Similarly, al hachol of nisrap, if someone was fasting for a sick person and then during the fast the person was cured, got better, still the braisa says hareza misana umashlim, the person must complete the fast. So even though the reason why we're fasting no longer exists, either the tzara left or the chola was cured, still we must complete the fast. Similarly, the braisa says, "Haholich mimakam she'ein misanin lamakam shemisanin." If you're traveling and you leave one place, one city where they were not fasting, in the middle of the day you come to a place where they are fasting, hareza misana imahem, you have to fast with them once you come to the place where they're fasting. Or the braisa says, "Mimakam shemisanin." If you leave a place where they were fasting and you had already begun fasting, lamakam she'ein misanin, then you travel to a place where they're not fasting. Hareza misana umashim, you must complete the fast that you started, since you began the fast, you were obligated in it, so you must complete it even though now you're in a place where they no longer fast. Let's see Rashi on that. Rashi says, Al hachola vinisrape, if the sick person is cured, huadini mace, or the same, the halach would be true, unfortunately, if the sick person died. And still, there's no reason, imei sachol, if a sick person died, therefore there's no reason to fast or daven. Still, boili kumi nidra, you must complete your neder, your promise to fast. Al hatsar of avra, or the unfortunate event passed, misanu mashim, you must complete the fast, Rashi says, v'im lav, and if you don't, nira kemasna im kono, it seems like you're making a deal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Im tavor, if the bad thing, if the sickness goes away, we'll read the version on the side, lo esana, then I will not fast, vim lav, but if it does not go away, meaning the bad thing continues, esana, I'll fast. So that would seem like we're just making a deal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I'll fast in order that it should go away. Once it goes away, I won't fast anymore. But that's not why we fast. We don't fast to make a deal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to pay off HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rather, when something bad happens, that teaches us, that shows us that there's something that we need to daven for, that we need to improve our actions, do tshuva and fast for, and inspires us to do that. But even if the bad event goes away, the sickness is cured, we have to complete what we promised to do. Continuing in Rashi, Lamakam Sheimis Anin Hareza Misanu Mashim, if you go to a place where they are not fasting, but you had already begun fasting, you must complete your fast. Rashi, Kol Hatanio Shekiblu Aleihem Bnei Yiro, all of the fast that your city had already accepted upon yourself, meaning even not only must you finish the fast of the day that you're in, but even all of the fast upcoming that you had already accepted upon yourself in the previous city, you must also do. Because we place on him the stringencies of the place that he left from, since he was originally part of that city. Back in the Braisa, the Braisa says, Shachach va'achol v'shasa, if you are fasting and you're in a place where they're fasting and then you've forgotten by mistake you ate or drank, al yisrael b'fnei atzi, where you shouldn't show off or make it evident to the community, to the public, that you ate. And similarly, v'al yanheg idun b'atzi, similarly you shouldn't enjoy yourself or enjoy more delicacies since you already ate. Just because you ate doesn't mean you could eat more or do things against the fast. How do we know this? Shenamar, as it says in Bereishis, Vayomer Yaakov, Levon of Laam and Sisra, Yaakov tells his children, when there was a fast, why do you make yourself appear like you have food? What does that mean? Amar Laam Yaakov, Levon of Yaakov said to his children, Al tiru asmechem kishatem sveim, you shouldn't show off yourself that you are satisfied and satiated and full, while everyone else is starving. Lo bifnei Esav, lo bifnei Yishmael, not in front of Esav and not in front of Yishmael, kidei shelo yiskanu bachem, so that they shouldn't be jealous of you. If you have food, or if you're eating or ate, and everyone else is fasting or is in the middle of a famine, you shouldn't show off that you ate, because that will cause jealousy. Let's see Rashi on that. Rashi says, Achol v'shasa di'eved, if you did it, you weren't supposed to obviously eat or drink, but after the fact, if you did, al yisra b'fneihem, don't show off in front of them, shenira k'chasen b'nevelim, you'll be like a chasen, a groom amongst mourners, v'iskanu bo, and they'll be jealous of you, you shouldn't show off that you ate or you're eating while everyone else is fasting or hungry. V'al yanheg yidunim b'asma, you shouldn't enjoy yourself with more delicacies, with more pleasures. Shaloyomar hova chalti koshu ochol harbor. You shouldn't say, well, once I ate a little, I might as well can just eat a lot, whatever I want, because I already broke the fast. No, you shouldn't do that. Even though you ate, you continue the fast and don't eat the rest of the day. Altir asmachem. Yaakov told his children, don't show yourself off. Sheishachem chitim harbor, that you have much wheat. V'lohalchu ela b'shvil davar zeh, and they only went to Mitzrayim to buy food only because of this. Not that they actually needed the food, but because of this. Shelo lihisraus b'fnei b'nei Esav, not to show off in front of Esav that they had food. Shayu tzurim v'ravim, because they were in pain and starving. Okay, well, we finished the brayso, and now that we started and we mentioned the story of Yaakov and the Shvatim going down to Mitzrayim, we're going to go off on a little bit of a tangent, the Gemara will, about other psukim and other things that happened in Mitzrayim. So when Yosef is sending the brothers back up to Yaakov, he tells them, Al tirgazu b'derech, don't get upset on the way, on the road. And Rashi says, Al tirgazu, tirgazu aleichem haderech tisa'u, that you will become lost. So don't get upset while you're traveling, because then you might not realize where you're going, you'll get lost. So what does that mean? Why did he tell him don't get upset? Amar Rabbi Elazar, says, Amar Yosef la'achav, Yosef said to his brothers, Al tis'asku b'dvar halacha, you shouldn't become involved with halacha, you shouldn't learn while you're traveling. Why? Shema tirgazu aleichem, because maybe you'll, in your discussions of the halacha, you'll get into an argument, and you'll get upset about it, and once again, you'll get lost. The Gemara says, "Ain't this really true that you're not supposed to learn while you're traveling?" V'hamar Rabbi Eli bar Barachia, said, "Shnei Talmidei Chachamim Shemahalchem Mederech, of two Talmidei Chachamim are walking on the way. V'ain Beinim Divrei Torah, and they aren't discussing Divrei Torah between them. Ru'oyin Lisraif, they are deserving to be burned." So obviously, you're supposed to be learning while you travel. Shnei Marin, the proof is from the pasuk when Eliyahu and Elisha were traveling together. Right? He Heimahalchem, they are walking. And they were speaking with each other. V'hinei rechav esh v'susei esh, and behold, there is a chariot of fire and horses of fire near them. V'afridu bein shneihem, and they separated between themselves. Eliyahu went one way, Elisha went another way. So the Gemara says, why did it mention that they were talking and that these horses and chariots of fire were near them? Time of the Ikedibor, so the Gemara says the only reason why they are saved from this fire was because they are speaking and learning. Halakadibor, but if they were not learning, really sorry, if they would have been burned, they are deserving to be burned. So you see, obviously, you are supposed to learn while you're traveling. So the Gemara says, Lokasha, halamigras, haliyune. Lokasha, it's not a question. Halamigras, when do we say you're supposed to learn? That's simply to repeat and review what you've already learned and what you know. That you should do even while you're traveling. Haliyune, but to look in depth and analyze something which needs a lot of thinking, which might cause you to become distracted and get lost, that you shouldn't do while you're traveling. That's what Yosef was telling the brothers. Don't look into something too deeply while you're traveling. Let's see Rashi on that. Lisarif eish dechsiv, because it says v'hinei susei eish, horses of fire. Uksiva hu inyana, it also says in that topic there in those pesukim haluch v'daber, they are walking and they are speaking. V'ahachli kasvei, and this is why it wrote it. Lashvina to teach us di'i lav shayohochin ba'umka shel halacha, if they were not walking and speaking in halacha, in the depths of halacha, lo hayni solon, they wouldn't have been saved. So you say, with a contradiction, should you or should you not learn while you travel? So the Gemara says, halamigras, to repeat and review, mi boy le borecha, that you should do, you need to do while you're on the road. Avo b'milsa de mi boy le liyune, but something which you need to look into very carefully, lo, that you should not do. Back in the Gemara, b'masnisa tana, we learned in a braisa, what did it mean that you shouldn't, that the shvatim shouldn't become upset on the road, that Yosef was telling them, Al tafsiu psiugasa, you should not, when you're walking, take too big of a step. And similarly, v'hichnisu chama le'ir, you should bring the sun into the city, meaning you should enter the city you're traveling to before the sun sets. And that's what Yosef was telling them. What does that mean? Al tafsiu psiugasa, why shouldn't you take a large step? Damar mar, because We've learned Psiagasan tells Echad Mechamesh Meos Mimaor Einav Shel Adam. A large step removes 1/500th of the eyesight of a person. It's harmful for a person when he's walking to take too long of a step. Rather, they should walk, not too fast, not too slow, with not too large of steps. Similarly, b'yichninsu chamal yir, you should bring the sun into the city. What does that mean? K'rav Yehuda Marav. Then Rav said, "La'olam yetzi adam b'v'chi tov." A person should leave where he's leaving from b'chi tov during ki tov, meaning daylight, because in Bereishis Hashem referred to the or as ki tov, that it was good. V'kanis b'chi tov, and he should enter the city where he's traveling to while it's still light out. Shneimar, as it says, when the Shvatim were leaving Yosef, haboker or the morning had come and it was light. V'hanashim shalchu, and the men sent out for their belongings and they left. So you see, you only leave once it's daylight. Rashi. The Masnisa Tana, we learned in a Braisa, my Al Tigger Zubaderech, what does it mean you should get upset on the road? Al Taziko, Atzmechem, you shouldn't harm yourself with Psiagasa with a large step. V'ichnisu Chamala Yir, and you should bring the sun to the city. Kishatem Lanin, Vishof, and Baderech, when you are sleeping over and staying out on the road by Yaros. And you're stopping off and staying in different cities along the way. Hichnisu liir ba'od shachama zarechas. You should come into the city while the sun is still shining. Yetzi adam b'chitov. You should leave during kitov. Shiyamtin ad shiyaor. You should wait to leave until the light comes. Kamo as it says vayar lukim asor kitov, that the light is good. V'ikonis b'chitov, and you should come in b'chitov. Ve'erev at evening ba'od shachama zarechas, while the sun is still shining. That's when you should enter the city. Shein listim mitzuyin, because there aren't robbers around. Inami or shleipu b'boros b'kaim, that way you won't fall into the pits and holes shebiyer there in the city. Shelo yalilu alav alilos maragel ata oganav, and that way also the people in the city won't start suspecting you and claim that you're a spy or a thief sneaking in at night. That's why it's better to come in during the daytime. Haboka or vanashim shalchu hema v'chamoreihem, that again the shvatim left only when it was light outside. Mikan shiatsu b'chitov, they left when it was kitov. V'vodin likanis b'chitov, and we also learn from the apostolic that you should enter the city where you're going when it's light. Yesh svarm delokisiv v'hu haikrab, there's some versions of the Gemara that don't quote the pasuk. We just simply have the statement el milsad Rav Yehuda svarahu v'loboy krab, rather you just have the statement of Yehuda that you should go in and out when it's light, because it's just a svara, it's logic, it makes sense. Loboy krab doesn't need a pasuk, it's human logic. Back in the Gemara, Amri Yehuda Marav Chia, he said, Hamahalich b'derech, when someone is traveling, al yochal yoser mishnei ra'avon, you shouldn't eat more than what you eat during a famine. Just like you shouldn't eat a lot during the years of a famine, we'll learn about that in a minute and see why that is, so too you should not eat a lot while you're traveling on the road. So the Gemara says, my time, what's the reason for this? Hacha here, meaning Babel, Targima, they explained, Mishuma Aina, because if you eat a lot while you're traveling, it will cause stomach problems, intestinal problems, literally, because with all the travel and eating too much. And Bimarava, and in the West, meaning Eretz Yisrael, Amri, they said, Mishuma Zoni, it's because of the food, meaning you want to ration your food and make sure that you'll have enough through the whole trip, so therefore eat in small quantities. My Binai, what's the practical difference between these two reasons? Ika Binau, difference is the Yasiv Ba'arba, if you're sitting and traveling in a boat. So since you're not traveling in a physically difficult way, you're not walking or riding a horse or something, whatever, it's easy traveling, so therefore there's no problem they might get a stomach ache. But in terms of rationing your food, you still need to ration your food. Inami, or the opposite, nafkamina, de ka'azol me'avna la'avna, if you're traveling from one small inn to another small inn, so there's plenty of food along the whole trip, and therefore you don't have to worry about rationing your food, but you still shouldn't eat a lot if there's a problem that it will cause you a stomach ache. The Gemara quotes the story of Papa, kol parsu parsa, achil chada rifter, of Papa, when he's traveling, every parsa, which is 4 mil, which is about 2.5 miles. As he was going along, every 2.5 miles, every parsa, achol chada rifta, he would eat a loaf of bread, which is a lot of food. So, how did Rav Papa eat a lot while he was traveling? Didn't the Gemara say you shouldn't eat a lot? So the Gemara says, kasavar mishuma ayin. Rav Papa assume that the reason why you can't eat a lot is because it will cause a stomach ache, as the people in Bava learned. And Rav Papa knew his body, that even though it would cause most people stomach aches, it wouldn't cause him a stomach ache. Let's see Rashi on this so far, back on the previous Amud, Yudam and Beis. Bo yochol yoser mimashe ochel b'shnei ra'avon. That you shouldn't, again, when you're traveling, you shouldn't eat more than what you eat during a famine. Damar al-Kaman, as we'll learn later on the next daf, shetzarech l'harav atzum b'shnei ra'avon, that you have to literally starve yourself or hold yourself back and not eat too much during the year of famine. We'll see, read the parentheses, hacha here, Talmud Zabavlihu, this is the Bavli Talmud, v'chimishtoi b'bavon, therefore we're talking about in Bavel, kamar, hacha, and therefore when it's, we say here, we mean in Bavel, v'chol halan, v'haluhu b'bavel, kamar, whenever we refer to us or ours or here, we're always referring to Bavel in this Gemara, as opposed to the Talmud Yerushalmi. That his intestines shouldn't become upset due to eating a lot, and because of the stress of traveling. Some say you may have shel adam shochan zelze kein mayan. Some say that the reason why his intestines are called may of is because they pour back and forth into each other like a mayan, like a fountain or spring. Continuing Rashi, Mishum Mazoni, you shouldn't eat too much because of food. Shema ein lo lachachman, maybe you won't have enough afterwards, so you should ration it. Continuing Rashi, the next Amma Diyasav Arba, that you're sitting in a boat, Shaholich Basfina, you're traveling a boat, Mishum Mazoni, Ika, in terms of worrying about having enough food, that is an issue, and therefore you should ration it. But Mishum Mayin Alaka, because of causing intestinal problems, is not an issue because you're not traveling in a physically difficult way. May Avna La'avna, traveling from one inn to another inn, Mako Malana Hatagaram, an inn where the merchants stay, Mikfar Lekfar, just traveling from one village to another village, Dimishtachli Mizoni, therefore there will be food along the way, along your whole journey, Balak L'meichosh Mizoni, therefore you don't have to worry about the food running out, but still while you're traveling you have to worry about getting sick and having intestinal problems. Kol Parsa Parsa Achal Rifta, he would eat a loaf of bread every parsa. Kasava Rav Papa Hadam Rabbanan Lolechol Tfei Mishuma Aina. Rav Papa assumed that the reason why he shouldn't eat too much is because of a stomach ache. V'ilo Mistafimi Ma'aina. And he wasn't worried about getting a stomach ache because Debal Beten Hava, or the gears on the size Debal Basar Hava, that Rav Papa we know is a very large, heavy man. And therefore eating that amount wouldn't have bothered him. In Acher, or another pshat, Kresa Rechava, not that he was so heavy, but he just had a large stomach, and he knew that, and he just had a bigger appetite and ate more than a normal person, therefore for him, one loaf of bread wasn't so much food. Kisa Bamitsia, as we learn Bamitsia, de Kachashev, Evari der Papa, Ukiish Gevuraso, because over there the Gemara recounts the size of Papa's limbs and his strength, and he was a very big and strong person, and therefore it wouldn't cause him a stomach ache to eat this much. Therefore, he can eat a lot more than most people while traveling. It won't hurt him. Back in the Gemara, Amar Yehuda Marav, Yehuda Marav said, "Kol hamarav asmo b'shnei ra'avon nitzol mimavas mishuna." Anyone who literally starves himself, but again holds himself back and doesn't eat too much during a famine, so he will be saved from a strange death. Shneamar. Barav padcha mimavas, that in a famine, Pazuk is referring to talking about Eov, and that Hashem saved him. Barav padcha mimavas, in a famine, you Eov were saved from death, that Hashem saved Eov from death. So the Gemara says, may Rav miboyle, it should have said that Eov was saved from a famine, not Birav, that he was saved in a famine or through a famine. Al hachikam, rather, what must the pasuk mean? Bischar shemar v'asma b'shnei ravon nitzol mimavas mishuna. No, he was saved through the famine. How? Through the reward of him holding himself back and not eating too much during the years of the famine, he was saved from a strange death. Let's see Rashi on that. Misa mishuna, a strange death. Meis bacher v'urav, to die through a sword or through a famine. V'chol misa she'ina bidei malach. And any misa is not caused by the malach hamaves, kederech kol ha'adam amitaso, like the normal way of a person dying because he's older on his bed, not dying in a natural way, is considered a misa mishuna, a strange death. And therefore a person, let's see, next Rashi, b'schar shemetzayir atzmo. Kishisrael Bitsar, since he's paining himself while everyone else is in pain, that even though he has a lot of food, but he withholds and doesn't eat too much because everyone else can't eat, so since he pains himself while the rest of Kleistral is in pain, yet he associates and identifies with their pain and suffering, therefore he'll be saved from a strange death. Back in the Gemara, Amar Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish said, Asur l'adam l'shamish mitasu b'shnei rabim. Similarly, just like a person shouldn't eat too much during a famine, so too, a husband and wife should not have marital relations during a famine. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, Ul Yosef yulad shnei banim b'terem tavo shnasa ra'av. That Yosef had two children before the famine came, implying that but once the famine came, he no longer had any children. Tana, but we learned in a braisa, chasu chaybanim mishamshim mitosem b'shnei rabim. But people who are lacking children, if they do not have children, they are allowed to have marital relations during a famine in order to have children. Similarly, Tanur Banu, we learned in a braisa, b'zman sheyisrael shruyim b'tzar, when Klal Yisrael are experiencing pain, there's something bad happening, a famine or something else, upirish echad mehem, and someone leaves the community and just enjoys himself and doesn't identify and associate with the pain of the community, b'ayin shnei malachei hasharei shemalavin lo la'adim, so two angels come that escort him, umanichin lo yudeim al rosh, and they place their hands on his head, uva omrim, they say, ploni zeh, shepirish min atzibor, this person who separated himself from the community, al yira b'nechamas tzibor, he will not see the comfort and consolation of the community when this painful time leaves. So too, during Shnas Ravan, during a famine, even if we have food, even if we're not having a difficult time, we shouldn't eat too much, and similarly, people shouldn't have marital relations to realize that's a difficult time and think about the pain of others. We'll see Rashi on this. Asur l'shamish mitasu b'shnei ravon, disarich adam linhog sar ba'atzmo. The person has to cause some discomfort to himself since everyone else is in so much pain. But chasuchei banim, chaseri banim, people who do not have children. Rashi quotes another example of this word chasuchei, digarsim menachos, we learn menachos, legabi menorah, regarding the menorah, umi chasichei kuli hai, the Gemara says, is it missing anything? And what does it mean, not having children? Rashi says, shlokimu piri avarivya, that they did not fulfill yet the mitzvah of piri avarivya, so those people are allowed to have marital relations during the years of a famine. Shnei malachei asharis malavin la'adam, the two angels that escort a person, echem yamino v'echem mismola, one on his right and one on his left, echsiv ki malachav yitzav alach, that Hashem commands and sends forth angels to escort us. We'll stop here until next time.